Burning fossil fuels releases heat-trapping greenhouse gases that are warming Earth. I'm worried about global climate change, IL.
We all should be, Don. In 2018, a United Nations panel of 91 scientists issued a new analysis indicating that the world is currently on course towards an average warming of 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels by 2040. That amount might seem small, but the consequences will be huge.
What are those consequences?
Reviewing the latest evidence, the panel concluded that past research underestimated the effects of a 2.7 degree rise. The researchers argue that it is enough to trigger the most serious effects of climate change, including sea level rises that will inundate coastal areas, deadly heat waves, flooding, wildfires, droughts, and famine. We're seeing many of these impacts already.
But the Paris Climate Accord commits the world's nations to holding the rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, and most countries have not been living up to the agreement. That means things could get even worse.
Yes, they could. The panel estimates that just to hold to the Paris target, greenhouse gas pollution would need to be reduced 45% below the level of 2010 by 2030, and 100% below that level by 2050. Doing that is technically feasible, but would require major effort. Renewable energy sources like solar and wind would need to be deployed on a massive scale, and crops and technologies developed to actively take greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere.
I wonder if our political leaders will listen to the scientists' warnings.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.